I am accepted because the Word of God says, I am God's child, according to John 1:12, which said, But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, John 1:12. Repeat with me. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I am God's child, according to John 1:12, which says, But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, John 1:12. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I am God's child, according to John 1:12, which says, But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, John 1:12. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I am Christ's friend, according to John 15:15, which says, No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friend, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. John 15:15. Repeat with me. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I am Christ's friend, according to John 15:15, which says, No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. John 15:15. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I am Christ's friend, according to John 15:15, which says, No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. John 15:15. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I have been justified by faith, according to Romans 5:1, which says, Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1. Repeat with me. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I have been justified by faith, according to Romans 5:1, which says, Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I have been justified by faith, according to Romans 5:1, which says, Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I am united with the Lord, and I am one spirit with him, according to 1 Corinthians 6:17, which says, But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. 1 Corinthians 6:17. Repeat with me. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I am united with the Lord, and I am one spirit with him, according to 1 Corinthians 6:17. Which says, But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. 1 Corinthians 6:17. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I am united with the Lord, and I am one spirit with him. According to 1 Corinthians 6:17, which says, But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. 1 Corinthians 6:17. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I have been bought with a price. I belong to the Lord. According to 1 Corinthians 6:20, which says, For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6:20. Repeat with me. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I have been bought with a price. I belong to God, according to 1 Corinthians 6:20, which says, For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6:20. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I have been bought with a price. I belong to God, according to 1 Corinthians 6:20, which says, For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6:20. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I am a member of Christ's body, according to 1 Corinthians 12:27, which says, Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. 1 Corinthians 12:27. Repeat with me. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I am a member of Christ's body, according to 1 Corinthians 12:27, which says, Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. 1 Corinthians 12:27. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I am a member of Christ's body, according to 1 Corinthians 12:27, which says, Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. 1 Corinthians 12:27. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I am a saint, according to Ephesians 1:1, which says, I, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesians and faithful in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1:1. Repeat with me. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I am a saint, according to Ephesians 1:1, which says, I, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesians and faithful in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1:1. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I am a saint, according to Ephesians 1:1, which says, I, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesians and faithful in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1:1. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I have been adopted as God's child, according to Ephesians 1:4-5, which says, Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Ephesians 1:4-5. Repeat with me. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I have been adopted as God's child, according to Ephesians 1:4-5, which says, Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Ephesians 1:4-5. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I have been adopted as God's child, according to Ephesians 1:4-5, which says, Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Ephesians 1:4-5. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I have direct access to God through the Holy Spirit, according to Ephesians 2:18, which says, For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Ephesians 2:18. Repeat with me. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I have direct access to God through the Holy Spirit, according to Ephesians 2:18, which says, For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Ephesians 2:18. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I have direct access to God through the Holy Spirit, according to Ephesians 2:18, which says, For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Ephesians 2:18. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I have been redeemed and forgiven of all my sins, according to Colossians 1:3-14, which says, He has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Repeat with me. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I have been redeemed and forgiven of all my sins, according to Colossians 1:13-14, which says, He has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Colossians 1:14. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I have been redeemed and forgiven of all my sins, according to Colossians 1:13-14, which says, He has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Colossians 1:14. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I am complete in Christ, according to Colossians 2:9-10, which says, For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. Colossians 2:9-10. Repeat with me. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I am complete in Christ, according to Colossians 2:9-10, which says, For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him who is the head of all principality and power. Colossians 2:9-10. I am accepted because the Word of God says, I am complete in Christ, according to Colossians 2:9-10, which says, For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him who is the head of all principality and power. Colossians 2:9-10.